Epilogue. Commander Farsight heard the low chime of the bedchamber's portal. Steeling his mind, he stood up from the Spartan recliner of the dorm cell. At the head of the recliner was Shavar Stoss's neatly arranged dress uniform, old-fashioned but impeccably presented. Farsight's knees ached from sitting in the same position for so long, and he had not felt a meditative calm for almost 2 rotar, but by the look of the symbol showing on the door panel, his long vigil was at an end. The commander cast a last glance behind him, through the window slit. Farsight could just see the aftermath in the distance, its cargo hold sealed, and the stasis casket safely inside.
"This time, it is I that offers you contrition, old friend," he said softly, touching the dress uniform on the chest.
Walking to the portal, he steeled himself, straightening his apparel and standing as upright as he could.
"Open!"
he said. The panels of the portal slid into their recesses. The force of Aonvar's presence struck Farsight like the first rays of the dawn. The ethereal master was standing an arm's length away, as if for a ceremonial portrait. Tall and magnificent in his robes of office, with his ethereal guard flanking him on either side. The sheer aura of authority was overwhelming. It was all Farsight could do not to fall to his knees.
"Commander Farsight," said Aonvar, his brow furrowing the tiniest amount. "An unexpected pleasure."
"Greetings, Master, in the name of the Tauvar," said Farsight, bowing his head and making the gesture of the unworthy supplicant.
"I have come for Commander Shavar Stoss," said Aonvar. "It is time for his neural commune with Master Pyotai to come to an end. As a mark of respect for his commitment, I will accompany him to the laboratories myself. Hand him over immediately, that we might begin the extraction process on schedule."
"I understand your intent, Master," said Farsight. "Unfortunately, I cannot comply."
"And why is that?" asked Aonvar, eyes narrowing.
Farsight felt the feeling of the sun's rays fade, replaced by a chill as cold as the void. He bunched his soul into a tight fist and said the words he had been practicing for an entire rotar. Still, they did not come easy.
"Commander Shavar Stoss gave his life in the battle for Ath-Adra, dying in pursuit of the greater good. His body was burned so severely, it was completely unrecoverable."
A long pause stretched out, cold and deathly.
"That is terrible news," said Aonvar,
his expression growing sterner still.
"It is," said Farsight.
The two Tau stared unblinking, eyes locked. Farsight kept his expression calm, but he felt his mind being swallowed by the infinite depths of those black orbs, drowning, spinning, coming apart. Just as it felt as if his soul would unravel completely, confession spilling from his lips, the ethereal master spoke.
"A great shame," said Aonvar.
Farsight fought his way back to some semblance of focus.
"Such is the cost of victory," he said quietly, dipping his head in sorrow.
Without another word, the ethereal master turned on his heel and swept away, his ceremonial robes fanning out before him. His honor guard followed without so much as glancing backward, their backs as straight as their dueling halberds. Farsight waited until they had passed into the vector lift at the end of the communal housing unit's corridor. Then he closed the portal to Shavar Stoss's room, keyed off all systems, and allowed himself to collapse. The Imperial dropship, Harsh Finality, roared and shuddered into high orbit, making its way to the muster point at Brimlock. Captain Numitor stared long and hard through a mildewed viewport at the hexagonal structures covering the surface of Dal Ith Prime. The planet bore the scars of war, long swathes of its surface discolored by smoke and raging wildfire. Gelbrin City was just one of the war zones the Imperium had torn down in flame before the Tau Empire had mustered its armada in earnest. The converging fleets of the other Sept worlds were visible in the far distance, a silvered swarm glinting in the firmament. A good enough reason for withdrawal, and one that would mollify many an Imperial official. But not the whole truth, not even close. Lord Khalgar was right. There was something strangely insectile about these Tau, ordered and neat in their honeycomb worlds. They all worked together in the name of some ephemeral utopia, unaware that imminent disaster hung cold and merciless above their heads. With all their technology, with all their talk of honour and progress, the Tau still had no comprehension of the horrors that awaited them as they stepped away from the flickering candle of their civilization and out into the hungry void. The galaxy was a cold, dark place. Only one thing could thrive there, eternally violent and unrelenting. The Imperium had made sure of it.